Good morning to all of you everywhere who is listening, whether you are in the United States, France, Colombia, Brazil, the United Kingdom, Russia, or Germany. I understand we have listeners in all those places, and I want to thank you all for listening. And I do want you to know that the Lord knows and wants us to acknowledge that our scars, which are many for some of us, our flesh is weak and we are powerless. God understands that. And our enemy is dangerous, but our God is glorious and he is able to save us from ourselves as well as this world and, of course, from the enemy. And this morning I want to talk about navigating our circumstances. We all want something manageable in life. No one wants to go through life and you can't handle what you're dealing with. We want it manageable. And you know this, God knows how much we can bear, and he will not put on us more than we are able to bear. That's a fact. And that's scripture. Now, whether it's our relationships, which we all get involved in, let's be real here. I'm the kind of preacher who's going to tell you like it is. I'm not going to cut no corners and think, well, I'll let them figure it out. No, I ain't letting you figure out nothing. I'm going to tell you how it is. We all have relationships, whether it is marriage, whether it is boyfriend, girlfriend, and even family, on our job. And we want all of these relationships to be manageable. Do they get out of control? You bet your bottom dollar. Do they make us stress? Yes. Do they go left when we want them to go right? Yes, they do. And do we have any control over it? In most cases, we do not. And that's what we have to acknowledge. Sometimes you just don't have any control. When your husband says he's going to work, you trust that he's going to work. When your wife says she's going to see a girlfriend, you trust that she's going to see a girlfriend. Now, when you find out they went someplace else instead, that's going to cause major stress. But you have to manage it. You just can't go and figure like, well, I'm just going to go have a drink. I'm just going to go find me somebody too. Is that really the answer? We want our life to be defined and to have boundaries or walls, if you please. And this protects us and this shapes us. It's who we are. It's our identity. And God wants to help us navigate our circumstances. Because one thing we know for sure, there's going to be some circumstances. But God is bigger than our circumstances. Now, to lose this identity that we're trying to describe here is disheartening. When you find out that your wife, your husband, has gone left, that's not a good feeling. It's disheartening. When you're trying to get a relationship and you think this is the one and you think the ring is pending, or let's say you got the ring and you think the date is pending and ain't neither one right. That's disheartening. But you got to navigate it. Huh? This is why divorce is so hard. Huh? Losing a loved one. See, let me tell you something. We can get a new job. But when you're trying to find a new spouse, that can be daunting, huh? And of course, it's just impossible to get a new loved one who you've lost in bereavement. But you've nevertheless got to navigate these circumstances. We desperately want those familiar edges or walls or boundaries once again. And I understand that. But you can't get one who's lost in death back. If they're saved, you got to go where they already are. Huh? And this affirms who we are. When you handle circumstances with grace and dignity and with the love of God, this, you can argue with me if you want to, this affirms who we are. When you lose it, you at the funeral and you just trying to turn the casket over, this ain't about the one who's already passed on. Now this is about you. What did you do? What did you not do for that person in that casket? Because you should not be have behavior that way. They're gone. It's up to you now. And you can't come up and say, I don't know what I'm going to do without them. They're gone. Oh, please give me a break. Nobody says you can't cry. But you can't come apart because somebody has left. People leave all the time. Handle it. Navigate your circumstances. How do we do that, preacher? Through the love of Christ and through the word of God, as every sermon I preach says. Some of us, we just get desperate. We just go all out. Don't let something happen to us. Don't let us have a divorce. We have a divorce party, and we just go, and the first thing that we come in contact with, that's the opposite sex, we jump on them and let them jump on us. We start to drinking and acting a general fool, all because divorce hit us. Did you ever turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't know what just happened, but this is hard. And let him fill in the blanks. He said, preacher, that's easy to say, but that's hard to do. It's not hard to do. I know a whole lot of folk who've been divorced and turned to God. And he filled in the blanks for them. He helped them to navigate their circumstances. We got to stop using excuses and rationalization and justification for the foolish behavior that we have. Stop it. Just stop it. Huh? In looking for affirmation, you can't just allow anybody to pick you up. I remember living in the projects, and I remember drunks and prostitutes and drug addicts. And all of a sudden, they would become a Muslim, and you'd see them dressed up and hair combed and teeth brushed. And boy, I tell you what, you would see them a whole different person. I mean, just so much better than they were. And then they would start talking. And you figure, oh, my God, what the heck? Yeah. All of a sudden, they hate white people. Oh, where did that come from? That's what the Muslims taught them, that the white people are the devil. And so even though they picked them up and cleaned them up, they taught them hate, which is no good. Huh? You'd have done better laying down on the ground. You don't let anybody pick you up. This is going to get a little comical, and I'm not trying to be funny, it just is. You remember the movie Castaway? Tom Hanks got so desperate, he's the only actor in the movie. That's how good he is. He started talking to a volleyball. Yes! And named it Wilson, because that was the name on the ball. So I'm human beings, we can get desperate. Oh, yes, we can. We can get desperate. And I'm pleading with you this morning. I beseech you, brother, by the mercy of God, by the love of God, please don't just go out and grab anybody's hand and let anybody pick you up and let anybody, gosh, I'm going to try to make this so children can hear this message. But please just don't let anybody be with you. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be kind here. Please just don't let anybody be with you in a biblical sense. It ain't right. You know it ain't right. I don't care how it makes you feel better for the moment. What about the repercussions? What about the after effects? What about disobeying God? I'm trying to help somebody navigate their circumstances this morning. Huh? Did you know that our losses reveal our hearts? Yeah. When we wallow in self-pity and cannot focus on anything positive because we've lost something, it shows us where our heart was. preacher, that's hard. You can't just be saying, I can say it. I did say it. I will say it. And I'll continue to say it. It shows us where our heart was when we can't focus on anything positive because we've lost something. If your heart was in God, you would have recovered. God would have helped you navigate your circumstances and you would have moved on. But because your heart was in the wrong place, yes, I said it, that's why you can't get up and move right now. That's why you're going to secondary sources for primary answers. If you want to grow up in life, you must learn how to navigate your circumstances, and you must include God. We have to acknowledge our losses and grieve properly. Nobody said you can't grieve. You just have to grieve properly. I know it's hard losing a girlfriend, longtime girlfriend. For women, a longtime boyfriend. I get that. You thought he was the one, and then you found out he's seeing Susie and Mary. That's hurtful. But you got to get over it. You got to get past it. And don't believe in that nonsense from the street. Talking about, girl, if you want to get over something, the best way to get over something is to get under somebody or whatever that nonsense street language is. Don't you believe that crap you hear from the streets? It came from the streets. What do you expect it to be? Street talk. Yes, it takes time to mourn a loss. And give yourself permission to mourn for what you no longer have. But the circumstances don't matter. They are gone. You no longer have them. Go ahead and cry. But learn how to navigate your loss. Be careful where you put your deepest value, because it'll tell off on you. Huh? It says a lot about our life. Your losses and how you handle it and how you navigate your circumstances defines you. Yes. Yes, it does. Your heart is totally revealed in how you talk, in how you think, in how you act, and how you live, and even in how you give. And let me say this. In examining any loss, whatever it is, we will see more clearly when we look outside of ourselves for definition. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's do this. If you already had the answer, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Because I've counseled too many people who have just fallen down, just given up, just acted ugly because they lost their job, lost their loved one, lost their boyfriend, lost their girlfriend, lost their husband, lost their wife. And I'm like, I understand where you're coming from, but good God, from everywhere. What are you doing? Why are you hanging out with so-and-so? You know how they are. You know what they want. And as soon as they get it, they're going to leave you in worse shape than you were. Preacher, you taking a hard stance on people who've lost something. You must ain't lost nothing. You want to bet? Many times over. And I recovered every time. You know why? Because I learned how to navigate my circumstances through the love of God and through the word of God. God is the answer for everything. Yes, he is. We're not simplifying anything here. God is the answer for everything. We all have well-worn paths we take toward what we think matters. Huh? We all do that. And I want to ask you, is that drinking working for you? You didn't go there, preacher. You want to bet? I said, is that drinking working for you? Is that sex outside of marriage working for you? Maybe you ought to try reading, exercise. Is that over amount of food working for you? Learn how to navigate your circumstances and include God. You know, God should be at the top of our list. Any path we seek, God ought to be at the very top. Because he's the answer. He's the answer for the world today, yesterday, and tomorrow. And you know, it's ironic how we call on everything but God in our time of need. It's ironic. And then when we get desperate, then we call on Jesus. Wow, really? After we've tried everything and everything has failed, then we call on Jesus. And you know that ain't right. You know that ain't right. You know, we analyze what we have lost and how it feels to us. And you can weigh yourself. Yes. Where does this feeling come from? What does your loss have to do with your life right now? Have you moved on? Have you learned how to move on? Do you even want to move on? Or are you going to blame what happened to you on where you are now and why you can't get up and move? And where does God fit into that equation? You have to go on. You cannot dwell on the past.
I just don't want to forget my loved one. It's like,
oh, give me a break. Your loved one is gone. Put some flowers on their grave and move on. You're not in the grave. You're not dead. For God's sake, get up and move on. You know, to think like this is a poor substitute for navigating your circumstances.
I don't know why my husband did this to me. I don't know why my wife did this to me.
It doesn't matter why they did it. They did it. Now what you gonna do? Gonna do the same thing? Or are you gonna give it to God and let him help you navigate your circumstances? You know, we must allow God, our Father, who loves us, who will never leave us or forsake us, build us back up and redefine our lives. Because if your life was based on your wife, based on your husband, based on your child, based on your job, based on your money, based on your home, and you lose those things, then who are you? God will give us the solid foundation. Listen, listen. Aside from our present circumstances. God will do that. And he has done it over and over and over again. Read the Bible. God will do that. And you know what? Our circumstances will consistently change, but our God will not. Oh, bless his name. God knows us, and he knows what we need. Go back and read Psalms 139. I don't have time to get into it now. We ought not rely on people and what they think of us. Huh? Who cares what you think of me? I can give a rat's behind. Huh? I'm trying to do the will of God. I'm trying to live for Christ. I'm trying to reach people, save souls, inspire, encourage. Do you really believe I care what you think of me? We have to rely on the word of God and the love of God. God gives me my breath, not you. God wakes me up every morning, not you. Why in the world am I relying on you or what you say on the internet or socially or whatever that thing is called? Huh? Yeah, I might get hurt here or there. if I was inclined to be that way. But frankly, Scarlett, hey, dot, dot, dot. Go figure. I don't understand. Let's look at this. I understand we were made to live in relationships with other people. I get that. I get that. And I get it. We have to come to rely on others for a sense of well-being, to be known and to be loved. I get all that. I've been married 43 years. I get that. I raised two kids. You know, one's a police sergeant. One's a psychologist. Two masters and a PhD. You know, I get all that. Huh? These relationships have given us a sense of who we are. I get all of that. And connection is necessary and it's good. Huh? At the job, at the church, we meet new people and they greet us by name. I get all of that. But if I didn't have any of that, as long as I have Jesus, I have all I need. Some we get close to exchange in numbers and texts, and we become friends with people. And this desire to belong is natural. I get that. But we have to face reality. People can and will deceive us. You know why? Because people are self-serving. There is none righteous, no, not one. We all have come short of the glory of God. We've done it to others, and they have done and will do the same to us. But we have to learn how to navigate our circumstances. Things come and go, and people as well come and go. And if we have allowed these circumstances to be a part of our life and to be a major part of our life, then we have put ourselves in a needless trick bag. And again, I say, we must not let our circumstances define us. Play your role as a coworker. Play your role as an associate, as a friend. Play your role as a husband or a wife or a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Huh? But remember, each position is fallible. No one is going to love you like Jesus. Stop expecting so much from people. They are fallible. Huh? To be loved and to be known is great. But to be known and loved by God, you can't beat that. And you never will. The love we have from the world is fine, but it's temporary. And I'm going to tell you something. The love we have from God, the world didn't give it. And the world can't take it away. Oh, bless his name. This joy I have. Oh, praise God. The world didn't give it. And the world can't take it away. No matter what I go through, no matter who I go through it with, you didn't give me my joy, and you can't take my joy from me. I could be down in the prison like Paul, and singing a song like Paul, and praying like Paul, because I know my God is able, and he knows what I'm going through, and he's allowing this, whatever it is, for whatever reason. I don't have to understand it, but I know God will bring me through. God's love liberates, and he liberates us from pretense. God's love is real, huh? Whereas whatever you're getting from anywhere else, it might not be real. And then what you going to do when you find out? Are you going to come apart? I'm telling you, depend on God. It humbles us from our self-righteousness. Because some of us, our pride and our ability to take care of ourselves, we think we don't need God. and then have the nerve to depend on people, or depend on our things, or depend on our home, or depend on our money, or our cars. What in the world? Do you know the floods are out there? Do you know COVID is out there? Do you know hurricanes and tornadoes are out there tearing down what folks had? But those who still had Jesus, they had a fallback. They had something to fall back on that was lasting. Oh, bless his name. This is how you know when someone is led by the Spirit of God. Or they're just a big old hypocrite. When all of a sudden the stopper is pulled out of the tub and the water is going down the drain. I'm talking about their life and all they have. And they are still able to hold on by the grace of God. That's when you find out what folk are made of. Learn how to turn to God for your solace. When life throws difficult changes your way, and it always does, learn how to lean on the everlasting arms of Christ. The songwriter said, I'm leaning on his everlasting arms. You can go back and get all the rest of it. Safe and secure from all alarm, I'm leaning on his everlasting arms. God will move you into a new season if you allow him. You don't have to stay in winter. You can move to spring and summer with God to help if you want to be moved. Some of us, we just want to stay in winter. We just want to stay in fall. And then we want to complain and cry and talk about how y'all don't understand what I'm going through. I lost my husband. I lost my wife. He played on me. She played on me. Oh, my God. You ain't the first one that somebody played on. And you ain't going to be the last. Human beings do that. Get over it and move on. With God to help, he'll find you somebody else. Come on now. God will send you a new relationship. God will send you a new job. Don't let your situation or your circumstances strip you of the feeling that you have what it takes to make it. Don't let your circumstances do that to you. Learn how to navigate your circumstances. God hasn't changed, and nor will he. But I'm going to tell you this. God can sure change you, and he can change your circumstances again and again and again. Women who miscarry, people who get divorced, those who've been terminated. Our situations and circumstances are fluid. It doesn't mean it's the end. Huh? Don't let your transitions make you feel incompetent or impotent. I know you didn't realize life could be so difficult. I get that. But this is the world in which we live. This is what Adam and Eve left us. They ate us out of house and home. Come on now. Huh? In life, we really don't know where we're going. We don't know. Don't let anybody tell you, well, I know exactly where I'm going. You don't know where you're going. You don't know what tomorrow brings. But we ought to find that one thing to be grateful for. That one thing is that we know God loves us. Jesus loves us. And he will send the Holy Spirit to aid us. That we know. And you know what? As they say on the street, why don't you roll with a brother? Why don't you roll with a sister? Why don't you roll with Jesus instead of rolling with all that foolishness that you're rolling with? What has that done for you? Huh? You don't know what you're doing. This is all new to us. We have not been this way before. So we need to learn how to navigate these circumstances. If we want to face our loss, our circumstances, Here is an opportunity to be grateful for a relationship with God Almighty. You can't always do what you did before. You don't live there anymore. She ain't the one for you. That is not your wife. That is not your husband. You can't do with them like you got some contract with them, like you got some bond with them. You ain't signed no papers. You ain't got no ring on your finger. You don't need to be doing that. I don't want to go into detail. Children, listen to these messages. You know what I'm talking about. But I feel so much better temporarily. But there's repercussions and consequences for disobeying God. Come on now. Huh? When others don't see us for who we are, that's okay. God sees us. God made us who we are. Huh? This ain't about them. This is about us. This is about you and God. God's already been to tomorrow. You haven't been there. You don't know what's coming. But God does. I'm asking you to depend on Him. I'm asking you to no longer worry about not being invited to the world's party. It might hurt you for a moment, but you've got God. And God is inviting you to a bigger and a better party. I'm trying to bring this in. So for those of you who are saying, what do I have to do to find love and to find belonging? This is my answer. Show yourself friendly and ask God to direct your path and then follow Him. Stop trying to lead. Don't ask folk to lead you and then you run off ahead of them. Don't ask God to give you direction and then you go and do whatever you gonna do. Because you can't find the answer that way. And you're not gonna navigate your circumstances that way. Stop running off without and ahead of God. Remember, you don't know where you're going. God's already been there. You need to trust Him. This is how you navigate your circumstances. This is how you find comfort and peace. See, some of you, you're not looking for comfort and peace. You're looking to get over. You're looking to feel better for the moment. And you're going to get that. But you're going to get all the hell that goes with it. And trust me, there's hell that goes with that. Stop doing things the world's way and thinking something godly is going to come out of it. Ain't nothing godly going to come out of that. She might look the best. She might be a 10. But that's not your wife. He might be a 10. He ain't your husband. Huh? I'm going to leave that right there. You fill in the blanks like you want to. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Huh? When everything you thought was yours was taken away, the foundation of your life shifted. So now you must start from zero. Who are you going to call on? And what are you going to call on? I hope it's God. Because check this out. Who you really are comes to surface right about now. Did you know this can actually be an invitation to truly navigate your circumstances the way God intended? What you're going through, what you're dealing with, God is giving you an opportunity to lean on Him, to depend on Him, to trust Him. This is a test. And not of the American Emergency Broadcasting System. This is a test of life to find out whether or not you're going to trust God or you're going to do what, put your name in this blank, is going to do. Let go of what you thought worked and find your true answer to cope in God. What did Job say in 121? Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord is taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I came naked from my mother's womb, he said, and I shall have nothing when I die. The Lord gave me everything I had, and they were his to take away. But blessed be the name of the Lord. And after he had lost 10 kids and all the stuff he had in his life, and his wife said, "Why don't you curse God and die?" This is what he said to her in 2 and 10. "You speak as one of the foolish women speak. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?" In all this, Job did not sin with his lips, and shall we receive only pleasant things from the hand of God and never anything unpleasant? You got to stop listening to these clown preachers who are telling you that God favors you and he's going to bless you and he's going to give you a house, he's going to give you a car, and you ain't never going to get sick and this and that and so forth. Stop listening to these clowns who are promising you things. That is not who God is. God promises you eternal life and peace and comfort when you follow his word, not when you go off on your own tangent. Like you don't need him. And then at the 11th hour, you want God to pick you up from where you have not only fallen down, but where you have laid down. We ought to follow Job's example of grieving. And he had a lot to grieve, a whole lot more than any of us. Have you lost 10 kids? Have you lost all of your sheep, your oxen, your cows, your camels? It put that in today's terms. Come on now. I know you ain't got no camels today. Come on. Allowing ourselves to mourn and then to turn our eyes right back to God who gave us everything we had in the first place. Oh, I get it. Just like Job. Loneliness, misery, become unwelcome companions, friends turn on you. But these circumstances can teach us so much about who we are and about how we really see the circumstances of our life. We must be vulnerable to God. We cannot let self-sufficiency lie to us, telling us we have it all together. No, you don't. I don't care how much you have. You need God. And here is an opportunity to trust God. We are weak. We are needy. We are miserable. And this is not a time to give ourselves over to foolishness. God will take whatever we give him, no matter how messy. And some of us with messy, quote unquote, messy, messy, messy. And God will bless it and fix it. Make peace with your loss, whatever it is. Divorce, loss of a loved one, loss of a job, loss of a home, loss of a car, loss of money. Make peace with it and give it to Jesus. And God will put you back on solid ground. This is Faith Worth Finding Ministry, weekly encouragement by Naum Ware. Tell a friend. God bless you. Yes, yes, yes.
if we never... pass this... never pass this way again. Let's remember this time.
Yes, yes, yes.
And remember how good it's been. And let's not forget God.
Come on, come on, come on.
Because he made it all possible. And remember, he's so wonderful.
Yes, 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 he is.
And as you go,
yes, yes, yes.
If you need something from the Lord, don't be afraid to ask.
Yes, 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 yes.
Be careful what you say or do.
Come on, Jesse.
What you send out comes back to you. Try to stay humble and pray.
Yes, yes, yes.
Then you can say, God is so wonderful.
Yes, yes, he is. Oh, bless his name. Come on, choir. Come on, come on, come on.
All of my life, I'll say yes, Lord.
Yes, 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 yes.
For all of my life.
My.
Because you gave me,
yes, yes, yes,
thy salvation. Oh, yes, you did. That's why I say, yes.
Come on, come on. Yes, 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 yes.
Because you gave me
my.
Thy salvation. Oh, yes, you did.
Hmm.